Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck,
Hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you's a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Football Friday. As evidenced by Let's Go. Jimmy pulled that out of his bag of musical tricks. We were just talking off the air. I was actually going to start the show talking about gambling, my gambling exploits. And, you know, Crowder comes in backstage and he's like, oh, I'm hitting him over the head with the Dodgers. And I'm so pissed because I love the Dodgers. This is the weird thing, too. I don't root for many baseball teams other than the Marlins, maybe the White Sox. Boy, what two crappy teams.
I was going to say, Hawk, what are your decision makers?
My allegiance to two of the crappiest teams in the history of baseball didn't really hit me till it actually came out of my mouth there.
Yeah,
when I get tired of rooting for that awful team, the White Sox, I switch over to my Marlins, my beloved Marlins.
I took money line against the Mets the first game, 8-0. I said, you know what the hell? I'm going to lay this 1.5 runs. They went 10-2. I'm riding these Dodgers, man.
So I can't. Now, here's the thing. I actually root for the Dodgers. I'm rooting, as we've all talked about, for the Dodgers-Yankees World Series. I think it'll be fun. But I'd be rooting for the Dodgers. I just, first of all, I like Magic Johnson. And I do like Shohei a lot. Like, I don't know. I like that team. But here's what's pissing me off. I can't win a bet, but I don't believe it's necessarily my fault. So here's what happened last night with the Panthers game. Now, you tell me how to deal with this. And it's a little sensitive because the guy who mushed my bet is an advertiser on the radio station. He's a very good partner of ours. It's Ryan from Funky Buddha.
Yes.
And what happened last night, I made two bets on the Panthers game. I bet Panthers team total over 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they ended with two goals last night. I don't know if you saw any of the game, but they ended with two goals. And I also bet a shots on goal parlay. I had mentioned this on the air. Sam Reinhart and Anton Lundell, both over 2.5 shots on goal. And Lundell ended with either 3 or 4, and Reinhart ended with 2. He lost by the hook, and he really, in my opinion, had a third shot on goal that didn't get counted by the scorekeeper. I don't know how I saw it, the scorekeeper didn't, but I saw it, the scorekeeper didn't. But anyway, Ryan from Funky Buddha had texted me his Thursday night football bets or whatever. It was probably some stupid Ladd McConkey something. I don't even know if that guy's playing, but he bets for every game. So I send him my Panthers bets. Middle of the beginning of the third period, he texts me, "Let's go!" Exclamation, 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 money bag. So I go, what are you doing? And he's like, "You won." I go, "Where? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "Oh, I thought it was game total." Well, what game total is going to be 2.5, first of all, dummy? Like, what possible game total is going to be 2.5? So, and then he's like, "Oh, I thought Reinhardt hit the, and I'm like, "No, neither one of these tickets are winners right now." And you're now, I'm a big believer in jinxing the gambling gods. And he just did that there. And then, of course, Panthers were not able to score a third goal. And Sam Reinhardt was not able to get a third shot on goal. And dummy over there. So the game goes to overtime. Now, in overtime, Sam Reinhardt's going to be on the ice a lot. And it's 3-on-3. There's a decent chance that not only does he net the game winner, but that gives me both my bets.
Yes.
If Sam Reinhardt hits the game winner, they go over 2.5, and he's got over 2.5 shots on goal. Before overtime starts, Ryan texts me, "You got this. Reinhardt, game winner, book it." Are you bleeping kidding me? Are you kidding me? You've already jinxed the bets once. Now you're going to do it a second time, dummy? So I'm furious. I'm lighting him up on text. I am furious. And he said, "I believe in it so much, I'll split it with you. I'll split half the bets with you right now." But I'm too angry to speak. So I didn't respond to him till about an hour ago that I would take him up on the offer that he could have half those bets.
Well, don't be too upset with Ryan, because I went to Funky Buddha last night.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was a good time. Great time. OG was out there. OG, you get on me about glad handing. OG is a Hall of Fame glad handler.
He's the king.
What? I ran out of juice. I'm walking around talking. I ran out of juice. I went down and said I had to get a flight of IPA. OG was wide open, talking,
walking around,
music,
holding court,
DJing. He's going to request song. Yeah, OG is a great glad handler. Didn't have bison wings, but the bison sliders have these sweet caramelized onions on them. Oh my goodness gracious! I ate about 26 wings. I did eat 26 wings. That was the count. And yeah, we had a good time. So don't give Ryan too hard of a time. He does run an amazing business.
We're going out with him and his wife tonight. We're going out. Gambler. It's our anniversary tonight. We're going to the Broward Center with them. I'm so mad at him. You don't do that to someone. Then no. You do it a second time. So my greater point is I'm pissed that I haven't been betting the Dodgers games like you have, because I'm rooting for that team. And then I'm pissed that I can't win a bet, but I think I had two winners last night until Ryan mushed it. I do. I believe that those were winning bets.
So Reinhardt would have played differently if Ryan didn't text you.
Yes, that's how jinxing the gambling gods works. It's exactly how it works.
In the church, they tell you speak things into existence, Hawk. That's what they say.
It works opposite. Don't you understand? Gambling is Satan. This isn't church. Gambling is evil. No offense, Hard Rock Bet, because I love the app and everyone should use it.
They hate me right now.
This is not angelic.
Hard Rock Bet got somebody on my account because I'm hitting them in the head right now.
Unbelievable.
You know, I'm looking at my history right now. Only thing I've lost was damn Eduardo's FIU -6.5 in the last 4 days.
I count that as a win just because I didn't bet it, because I watched the tumor show.
It's damn Eduardo, man.
Lot to get to on today's show. Mike Cugno is going to join us. Lee Sterling is going to join us. Today's National Chocolate Cupcake Day. We've got our final $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away at some point during today's show. 50 bucks at Twin Peaks. That will be a lot of fun. And I just want to go around the room here real quick before we get headlines. Quick predictions. Canes Saturday, Dolphins Sunday. Crowder, who wins these games?
I think the Canes win. I believe they're going to make a big effort after this bye to come out strong and not make it a barn burner. Mario and Cam Ward. I actually watched the interview with Cam Ward randomly. I looked and I'm watching. I see the TV. It's on mute, but I see Cam Ward, so I turn it up. I love this kid. I love his approach. I love his mindset.
Everything that you said he was, and you see it in the interviews, just like all business, great teammate.
Yes, and it's just the pure focus of, hey, you know, close games late. That's how football games are supposed to be. But we need to get a bigger, you know, a bigger lead early, and we can't play like that and make mistakes early. But you make up for it. Like, I love the way he speaks. So I'm going Canes. Oh, Dolphins, I'm hoping Anthony Richardson doesn't get hurt because I believe we can beat an Anthony Richardson team.
Jonathan Taylor out, right?
He's out? That's great because I think they're going to run the ball, and I think that Flacco puts more on us. So I would have a sweep. I think the Canes beat up on Louisville. I think the Dolphins barely beat the Colts.
Yeah, Canes have me nervous. I'm having a difficult time calling that right now for the Canes. I think the Dolphins are going to beat the Colts. Mm-hmm. But the Canes game is making me just slightly nervous. Solana, what do you think?
Man, this stuff, I really hadn't thought about this. I've got no guts for either teams. I got to be honest. The Canes, I looked up the numbers. The Canes, according to Yahoo, they've lost both post-bye games under Cristobal, and they're also 7 of their past 8 games after a bye week they've lost, dating back to 2018. This is different. You got Cam Ward.
And Louisville's tough. This isn't like a cupcake.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Like, they've looked kind of bad in their last two games. They needed miracles to happen in their last two games. I think it catches up to them on the road. I hope I'm wrong, by the way. I'm rooting for the Canes. I really do hope I'm wrong. I love Cam Ward. I've got zero faith in the Dolphins whatsoever. Zero. Absolutely zero.
Cam starting, right? It's not Plumpenberger. It's Cam.
Yeah.
Love our guy, Poffenberger.
Whatever the hell his name is. It's Cam's going to make. I am an honorary member of the Canes this year, and I got more guts than you, Solana.
Jimmy, what about you? Canes and Dolphins.
I think the Canes win big. But the Dolphins win ugly.
All right. I don't think the Dolphins can win any other way other than ugly. But if they are, I think it could be against this Indy team. I think, again, maybe it's just wishful thinking because it's not based on anything other than I feel like Tyler Huntley has gotten a little better each game progressively. So it would stand to reason that with 2 weeks more to prepare. Making a face. He looked better in his second game than he did in his first game.
Right, but the bar in his first game was...
I'm with you. That's fine. And I didn't think they were going to... I don't know if I picked them in the New England game, but regardless, I think he's gotten progressively better, even if it's a small margin and a low bar. Now he's had 2 weeks to prepare. I don't think Indy's the greatest team in the world. They're going to be missing Jonathan Taylor. They have a little bit of a quarterback issue because is AR-15 going to stay healthy? Is Flacco a better quarterback? And maybe Steichen goes to him quickly because things are going south. I don't know. I feel like this Dolphins game, they have the potential to show you a little bit of what we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season. Even though Tua is not going to be there, they're pretty damn healthy at this point. I don't think it would be absurd for the Dolphins to look good on Sunday.
The Dolphins-Colts game is going to be played by 3. It's going to be 3-6.
That's the line.
12-9. But it's going to be there. I don't think there'll be double the field goals kicked than touchdowns scored. It's just I don't see either one of these teams just putting it in the end zone like that. So I always do it and say take the under, but the under is going to be 34 or something crazy. But I just don't see
42 and a half, wasn't it?
I'll go under. I think this is going to be a 17-13 affair, something like that. But yeah, I think it's going to be played by threes because our red zone offense isn't that good. We're scoring 12 points a game, last in the NFL. But to that point, when you can't score, you get to the red zone. Yeah, what's his name? Sanders? Sanders better get his leg warmed up.
43 and a half, by the way, is the total.
Under.
The Dolphins beat maybe the worst team in the NFL, even when healthy, the Patriots, by a toe.
Yeah.
I don't think the Colts are –
that would have caught that ball.
Yeah, by toe, you know. And maybe that rule's bogus, honestly. It kind of is. The Dolphins are not as good with Tyler Huntley as the Indianapolis Colts from what we've seen. Like, I'm at the point where there's been three games now. We know what we're supposed to expect with this offense without Tua. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope this bye week kind of proved that Mike McDaniel can figure it out and Huntley got a couple extra weeks to get ready, but I think we're going to see the same thing. Like, they're going to need one good drive and their defense to keep them in the game.
All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines here, start out the program, and then we'll talk with Mike Cugno. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hog, I noticed you didn't ask anybody what their prediction for tonight's Heat Grizzlies preseason finale is.
I would imagine if you're interested in tonight's game, it would be FSU. FSU plays Duke tonight. That's a game that actually has meaning. The Heat, I think, are telegraphing that they don't care about tonight's game because no one's playing.
Summer League champs are suited up tonight, man. I can't wait. Josh Christopher, Keyshawn Johnson, Pella Larson, Khalil Ware. Who doesn't want to watch that?
Grizzlies are an 8.5-point favorite tonight. Yeah.
That would be funny, Crowder, if final preseason game, teams or organizations could bring back one player.
Oh, give it to Goran, please. Can the guy stop showing up and begging already? I mean, this is like it's getting embarrassing already. Just let Goran, let him play the one through five. Just go out there. Do everything, Gore. Get something out of your system. Something's bugging you.
Shoes laced up tight. Goran, you're not playing tonight. Okay. Have seven suits. Ready to go.
Bro, Duke's 5-1. Have you guys realized that? Duke happens to be kind of good. They're sneaky good.
The big head, they got the big head coach.
Manny Diaz. Yeah. Does he have a big head, Manny Diaz?
I didn't know Manny Diaz was the coach of Duke.
He's the head coach of Duke.
Manny Diaz, right, Jimmy? Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Manny would have got him another job, boy. He's a sweet talker.
That's why Gelb said the other day something about, like, he's rooting against Duke. Because remember, Gelb went to Temple. Manny Diaz was head coach at Temple for 6 hours and then came to Miami.
Left him at the altar.
He shouldn't have picked up that call. Just stay up there. You okay.
Couple Dolphins notes. Devon Achane, this is I'm reading from David Fiorones, his Twitter account. Mike McDaniel did speak to the media today. Devon Achane needs to receive the final stamp through concussion protocol. That could happen today. McDaniel says he's optimistic about it. Ogba and Javon Holland are still day-to-day. He said, McDaniel, that he seemed optimistic that Jordan Poyer would be back Sunday. And regarding Tua, said that there's no negative news, all positive updates throughout the week. On Tua Tagovailoa. You saw the picture that I think the Dolphins posted, or maybe Tua did. Tua completed the sleeve on his other arm. So tattoo Tua has double sleeves now, Crowder.
He got on IR and went and got tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
Therapeutic.
Uses time wisely.
Yeah. I think he should have been resting us. You know,
you rest in the tattoo chair.
No, that's not a restful time, Hawk. I don't know if you have any tattoos. That's not an angelic time.
My back is all ink.
You got a full back tat?
You ever seen Cape Fear, Robert De Niro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a body double.
Omar Kelly just texted me. Devon Achane officially cleared for Sunday. He's going to play.
All right, that's good news.
Still think Heem's about to get the work.
Well, yeah, and you get the little breakout runs from Achane. It's perfect. Yep.
I think I'm starting Raheem in fantasy, and he's projected to have 5 points. I think he's going to go crazy.
All right, guys, finally, this was kind of a big story today. For those of us in South Florida, Bally Sports Network is getting a new name.
Well, this is all over the country, by the way, not just South Florida. This is all the Bally networks all over the country.
Right, but it is important to us here in South Florida because that's how we watch the Marlins and the Heat. They're going to turn into...
And the Panthers.
No, not the Panthers anymore.
Oh, no, they're on Scripps.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, Babe Winkleman fishing hour.
You better leave Babe alone. That man can go. I like old Wink.
Babe Winkleman still alive?
I don't know, but I did enjoy his show. Roland Martin's not dead. I know that.
Babe.
He is, yeah. 75 years old.
Babe Winkleman?
Yeah, I know this guy. Holy hell. I know this guy.
I know Babe Winkleman.
He's like the most famous TV fisherman of all time.
Yeah.
No, Bill Dance.
No one's heard of him.
Bill Dance with the Tennessee hat on?
Yeah, I see it. He's 84.
I lost my virginity watching Bill Dance.
Man, I thought you were going to say it to Bill Dance. Anyone else? Because now we got a story.
He ain't that good at fishing. He can catch bass. He ain't catching no ass. Worth a damn.
They're going to be FanDuel Sports Network Florida and FanDuel Sports Network Sun. That's what it's changing to.
So starting Monday, no more Bally Sports. You want to watch the Heat game? You go, hey, is it on FanDuel Sports Network Sun tonight? Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, but acronym or something, that's a little long.
Yeah, we're going to have to come up with something there. But yeah, FanDuel Sports Network is fine. FanDuel Sports Network Sun is a little wordy.
Yeah. Yeah, leave off the sun. FanDuel Sports Network.
That's... Well, but then you're on the wrong channel.
Hmm.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
Okay, real mode today. I like it.
Good luck, Cuño.
Cuño is in trouble in about 5 minutes. Goodness gracious.
I didn't do anything. I mentioned Bill Dance. The guy goes, I lost my virginity to what? I don't even know what you were saying.
Watching Bill Dance.
All right.
Lost my virginity to Bill Dance.
I was checking Wikipedia to see if his nickname was Labusi.
Labusi Dance. My man.
Now I know why you didn't go to Tennessee.
Terrified of Philip Fulmer. No, oh, Jack, I know what y'all do. Don't even want to visit.
We have to break, but can we circle back to Crowder choosing an angler show to have sex to? Because that is fascinating.
Right. Well, he's always been excited by Snook.
And the relatability. This is what I like to do. I'm bringing you in to like my world, and then I brought her into my world.
There's a good segment here, though, because I will stare into Scott Van Pelt's eyes while having
so
sex.
I always look for, I'll always flip around. I'm like, please let wild things be on. Please let wild things. Like, I'm always flipping around, but I always end up on House Hunter staring into the eyes of this lady in France with a beret who's trying to sell some dopey American couple a French apartment for like way overpriced.
I hate it, man.
Listen, looking at what's his name, Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. You, man, you can't have no good sex to that, man. I don't want to see this guy.
Please let wild things be. Please let wild.
Hey, Ben Affleck, it's over for me. Sorry, baby.
The thing is, I don't give out good sex, period, Crowder. So I'm stuck on SportsCenter, and I wait.
You're
for...
almost like Tyler Huntley with the low bar. It can get better, right. But it still doesn't mean
probably
it was
not.
Great.
I start at the I wait for the SportsCenter top 10 to start, and I have to make it through the top 10, and then
and it's a win.
Yeah.
Think about something else. Think about Scott Van Pelt. I don't, you know.
I'm telling you, put on this lady, this French realtor on House Hunter International. You'll lose any momentum you have.
Cuno just texted me, I don't want to come on the show anymore.
You has a baby. We got a good question to ask. I know my first one.
Cuno, come up with a list. Top 10 fishermen you'd want to lose your virginity to.
Well, I better not be on the list.
No wonder Crowder's always going on these fishing trips, huh?
Really makes your invite seem a whole hell of a lot different.
Been begging Hawk for 6 years. Man, he's dodging me.
I've never seen a guy play hard to get like this.
And we could lobster, we could crabs. Let's get on this damn boat.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Your weather. The Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954 more. Kind of puts into perspective why Crowder's been telling you to go fishing all week, huh, Hawk, with this cold front? I mean, 8 times he's told you, good fishing this week, Hawk. Good fishing this week.
This Hawk is a sneaky one.
It's been cool out. It's like 80 degrees. It should drop into the low 70s tonight. That is your weather.
My Cuno maybe is next. This is the Canes season we've been waiting a long time for. We've got the Nooner coming up Saturday, tomorrow against Louisville. So wherever you're going to watch the game, you owe it to yourself to be wearing some fresh UM gear, and you know where to get it. Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, they've got you covered. Everything you need for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins on Sunday. And Inter Miami, playoffs are going to be starting soon. And the Florida Panthers. And it's all at Caneswear. And if you're looking for the new Miami Knights collection, Hurricanes fans, Caneswear has it. Panther season obviously is here. They were at home last night. Go get yourself some new Panthers gear at Caneswear. You can visit the store in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to La Spada's. Or you could shop online at caneswear.com. You walk into that store, I mean, you're going to see hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, hats. They got them in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, pets, fishermen, whatever you want. Anything you need for tailgating as well is right there at Caneswear. So time to get geared up. Head over to Caneswear in Davie, University Drive, or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Reminder, if you're looking for Canes gear or Dolphins gear, check out caneswear.com or Caneswear on University Drive in Davie. Cugno, you can watch him on CBS 4 in Miami. You can watch him host Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS 4 as well. I'm going to take it easy on you, Cugno. I'm not going to bring you into the ridiculousness that is this show. I'm going to ask you to start with a quick prediction. Saturday, Canes and Louisville. Sunday, Dolphins and Colts. Who you got?
I got Canes by double digits in Louisville. Ooh. And I think it's going to be close against the Colts, but this is a game the Dolphins have to have. To me, they had to come out of this stretch 3-3 at least to save their season, and so I think they get it done.
Because they're better, though, this is the conversation that we're having, because the Dolphins, if you go quarterback to quarterback, you can make a case for both team. But the other parts of the roster, I think the Dolphins are just a better team, no?
Yeah, the what scares me with the quarterback, and not to take anything away from Tyler Huntley and his athleticism, but Anthony Richardson, I just think he's such a wild card in that you don't know what you're going to get. It kind of reminds me of early days of Josh Allen, where he could use his legs and go absolutely crazy on you or something. He can throw the hell out of the ball, as we know. So it's just, what are we going to get out of him, especially coming off an injury with the oblique? So that's where I think it's a little bit of a toss-up. If you get just stupid athletic, going nuts Anthony Richardson, that worries me for the Dolphins, especially with that defense a little banged up.
And Mike, on with both teams, Mario and Mike McDaniel being the head coach, do you judge coaches off after having a bye week? Because we know Solana actually said something I didn't know. Like, I think the Canes lost 7 of 8 games, you know, coming off the bye week. But we all know, like, Andy Reid is like 90% coming off a bye week. Do you judge coaches off having that extra week to prepare for that following team? Speaking of Mario and Mike,
yeah, you know, and it went. Past Mario, it's been a weird thing with the Canes. I think it's leaked into like 2-3 coaching staffs now off the bye week, so it's just been bad. But I think Miami, the Hurricanes, are at a point where their talent is so it's finally there. The talent has turned the corner. As much as we're going to talk about, oh, Miami's always more talented than the team they are facing, that has not truly been the case, I would say, the last like 5-6 years. But Mario Cristobal has finally, I think, turned it in that direction where you're seeing them outlast teams, where even if they're falling behind, they are playing with fire. Yes, and the thing that is maybe up against them more than anything is the clock in some of these games. But to me, I think I'm seeing a change in the Hurricanes, where, you know, we always expect that one loss, you know, they dropped that game to NC State. They dropped that game to Georgia Tech. Obviously, they've had these close games, but it sounds like the players are tired of that perception because this player's only meeting. You know, I talked to Xavier Restrepo this week. He was telling me he doesn't necessarily think that meeting happened a couple years ago. You know, the fact that they're cognizant of that and they're tired of that being the narrative around them, to me, that gives me a little bit more faith that they can kind of drop that perception of their team. And in terms of the Dolphins needed the bye week, right? They needed to be healthy. You're talking about a Raheem Mostert that now feels fully healthy after the chest injury. And that's going to be huge. Their run game is healthy. If Devon Achane is out there 100%, you see what Jalen Wright gives you. They can lean on that run game, I think, after what we saw what they did to the Patriots. And that can help them. So I'm not necessarily worried about, you know, the past successes or failures coming off the bye week with either team.
What about Mike McDaniel? Because you're around the team, you go to the facility, and you're there for the press conferences. How has Mike McDaniel, in your opinion, handled, I would say, his first real bout of adversity, right? Like, they go to the playoffs, yeah. They don't, you know, it doesn't end the way they want it to the first couple of seasons, the end of the season, like, but it's not real adversity because they had great success during both seasons and they did make the playoffs. This season has been real adversity for him. He yeah. has been criticized, rightfully so, by the way, for what happened in Seattle and even that night in Buffalo that Tua got injured. So how has he handled it, in your opinion?
To me, I look, do you see any changes, right? And I haven't seen any changes, like, personality-wise, whether it's in the press conferences or even just out on the field when he's walking around talking to players. Yeah, it's been a challenging year, but to me, his demeanor hasn't necessarily changed. And he'll admit that, you know, that game against New England was a gotta-have-it type of game. So he does. It's not like downplaying the importance of each of these games while waiting for Tua to come back. That's certainly not it. But the fact that you want your leader to be kind of a steady hand. You don't want him to be too up. You don't want him to be too down. They have to be level-headed at this stage, because otherwise – you get probably situations like you see in Philadelphia where Nick Sirianni's yelling at fans. And although I love that, I think from an entertainment value, that's great. I'm sure Eagles fans aren't exactly thrilled with the fact that when things go bad, this guy's that up and down and that emotional on the swings. So to me, it seems like Mike has been very even keel. And I think that's what you want, especially when things are going south. It doesn't seem like there's a panic.
And, Mike, with Mike McDaniel, and to kind of piggyback off Hawk's question, where it's that high-flying stuff. We still talk about the Denver 70-point game. You know, Tua's top three in all categories at quarterback. Airing it out, we have Tyreek Hill. I would say top three guaranteed in the league or in the world at receiver. You just paid Waddle. Like, you have all these top-rated, mm-hmm. you know, speedsters. But now you have to settle in. They won the game 15-10. Last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just brought up Mostert, Achane, and Kalen Wright. Where is Mike McDaniel ready to have that ground pound, you know, win it late team? Because I don't think that's his DNA.
I disagree. He's a run game coordinator coming up. So I think, to me, that's kind of his bread and butter. And I think for the Dolphins, everything had always started off the run game. So the fact that they're able to look, even in that game against Denver last year where they scored 70 points, I think they ran the ball like 40 times. So to me, it starts with the run. And look, I know that game against New England was ugly, but if you isolate that second half, to me, that was one of the better halves of football the Dolphins had played all season. Might be their best half of football since week one. So that's where I'm using as, you know, a springboard moving forward. I would have loved for them to not have the bye week, because I wanted to see it continue over into the next game. We had to wait, you know, the extra few days. But the fact that they were able to get healthy, especially in the backfield, I think that's only a benefit. And I know Dolphin fans, it's been a tough season, and I'm not trying to just paint everything with flowers and roses here. It's been tough. But if you just isolate what we saw against the Patriots in that second half and who your opponent is this week, a struggling Colts team, that's what makes me feel good about this game.
Cuno, I know you'll be busy all day Sunday with the Dolphins game and all the the stuff you do, but what about tonight or Saturday? Will you be able to carve out any time to watch Take My Tumor?
I didn't know that was a show until you texted me the other night. And then I just stopped responding to you. And
sounds about right.
And when you start asking me to come on the show, I'm just going to stop responding to these as well.
I'm kind of like tumor. I'm a tumor. You can't get rid of me.
He's been throwing his 600-pound life on me for a decade. I don't want to watch my 600-pound life.
That's a great show.
He's just warning you of what's to come and what you have to do as a friend in the future for him.
That's Lori. Lori, that's Lori's job to pick up.
She's busy. She's got to earn the bread and butter. I'm too big. You ever watch fishing shows, Cuno? Because you're a big fisherman.
I grew up on fishing shows. ESPN2, Saturday mornings. Yeah.
Abe Winkleman?
Uh-uh. No.
No?
No.
Bill Dance?
Bill Dance. Bill Dance, like infomercials, like the like the VHS tapes you could, which I thought was always ridiculous, is that you could buy recorded fishing, and then you have that forever. So whenever you want to just watch fishing, you could watch him catch the same fish over and over again.
And who's the GOAT, though? Because I remember the helicopter lure. I remember all those lures that they were selling back in the day. But I would say, Cuno, you got Bill Dance, you got Babe Winkleman, and you got Roland Martin. Those are the three dudes I thought they were, you know, they were my gods growing up in fishing.
There was a guy down here, and I'm forgetting his first name. I think it was Jose. Is it Wahebe? I think he passed away a few years ago. But he did a lot of fishing down here in South Florida, the Keys, the Everglades, and that was just the type of fishing we did. That guy was like.
What kind of fishing do you do? Because I'm not familiar with that guy. You fish for snook?
Snook, yeah, backcountry fishing, redfish, snook. Sea trout.
Backwater.
No, not bathwater. Backcountry.
The back the shallow water, man. I like to get out there in that thousand. I like to get out there and wrestle them big boys, Mike.
Yeah, have you ever watched the movie Open Water? I think there's limits.
I have.
Yeah. That's right but up I'm your alley. Yeah.
I'm not a white girl that's gonna fall off the boat with no ladder. I'm gonna just fish and go home.
Wait a second, Rob Conrad. Rob Conrad just swam his ass home.
You want to talk about how that story's fabricated? We can get into it.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Come on. You can't swim through the Gulf Stream.
He did it.
You can't. You can't swim through the Gulf Stream.
It was like he's running over blockers.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of blockers, and you can't get to the end zone. But Rob Conrad did.
54 years old, he's Michael Phelps.
No. I don't know. I don't believe in conspiracy theories the way you do.
By the way, throw Larry Zonka on that list of great fishermen, because he used to have that show like out in Alaska.
In Alaska, yeah. He was a big Alaskan fisherman.
No lie, and it's flattering. Larry Zonka has invited me to Alaska to fish with him. That's a long way to go to sit in ice.
You should go, though.
You said no to Larry Zonka?
I didn't say no. I just didn't follow up the email.
So you ghosted Larry Zonka?
That's weird.
I didn't email back.
But would you, Cuno, because you love fishing, if you were trying to get romantic with your wife, would you ever put a fishing show on the TV to you know, get you in the mood?
C-SPAN is where I'd go.
Because Crowder does. I look for wild things. My go-to is I look for all the HBO channels to be showing wild things. But Crowder says he'll put on a fishing show.
Yeah.
I mean, to each his own, you know, Channing is cut from a different cloth.
But Mike, like the outdoors, though, like the
this is why they want to come on.
Mike, the masculinity of catching your own fish, killing your own deer, like the outdoors, it just estrogen runs.
Okay. I mean, look, that's a choice.
Or wild things. The two beautiful ladies making out in a pool. I mean, either or. It's like 6 to 1, half a dozen to another.
Have you ever seen Babe Winkleman?
I love Babe Winkleman. I don't even fish. What would you guess, Cuno? Babe Winkleman is alive or dead?
I'm going to say, oh, God, he's no longer with us.
He is alive and well, Mike.
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry, Babe Winkleman. I didn't know they were
making Bill Dance
anymore. Bill Dance is still with us.
84 years old, still fishing. How about that?
Is Paul Allen still around?
That's a great show reference. We killed Paul Allen, right? Or
yes,
did we think he was alive? No, we thought he was alive. We were talking about the...
He talked bad
about
him.
That is a great show reference by Cuno. Cuno had to text us that day. That was several years ago.
Yeah, I was like, guys, what are you doing? You guys were ripping the poor man. I'm like, stop.
We were ripping his ownership style. He had died like 5 years earlier.
You got good friends. Excellent. Like Mike.
Forgot about that
one. You are declared the winner today, Cuno. Very well done. See you, Cuno. Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
There you go. Tight lines. Hey. Mike Cuno there, huh?
That's what you say to fishermen, tight lines.
Mike
Hit
Cuno
them straight.
CBS4.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I am McLovin.
Hawk and Crowder.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.